A reading from Psalm 34. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. We continue with the Kyrie found on the inside portion of your bulletin. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Mike and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 41. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading is from Romans chapter 8. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings. Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise in honor of the Holy Gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism in the Christ, living together in trust and hope. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to the Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we sing hymn 601. Dear Pat and Melanie, family and friends of Mike Craig, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen from the dead. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And so will Mike Craig. Mike Craig will rise again from the dead on the last day. When our Lord Jesus Christ comes to judge the living and the dead, Mike will come out of his grave, and he will live in the eternal glory that God has prepared for him. Mike Craig was a kid at heart. He was actually a lot older than I thought he was when I first met him. He looked rather young. He dressed rather young. He listened to the music that a lot of younger people like to listen to. He was actually even kind of shocked that I listened to the same kind of music that he did. And therefore, when we first started to talk, we had a great affinity for music and what was going on with the youth of today. Despite being older than all of the other kids at the hangout that he worked with, he was very much in tune with the youth of today. From the music to the video games and the contests that he would put together over at the hangout to the many social issues facing our youth today, he was always ready to listen and to help out. He was always ready to give an answer for whatever it is that may be troubling the kids that he met at our hangout. He was well-loved in the hangout and even in this church where he was a member, and he was a regular part of the life of this congregation. And that's what makes today so hard to grasp. In the midst of a tragic death like Mike's, it's very easy to be caught up in the moment and to be cast into despair by the devil. It's very easy to begin asking questions about, where is God in the midst of all of this? We may begin to doubt. We may begin to ask what is true. We may even begin to ask questions about Mike and what kind of life he led. We may ask questions like, how did it come to this? I know his life and what kind of life he led. We may ask questions like, how did it come to this? I know his life had been really rough lately. I know he had seen much heartache and difficulty, but we never thought it would end like this. We may even ask, why didn't I ask him through a text message or an email or just a simple hello at the hangout to see how he was doing? We may even be also asking the question in our own minds as well. I understand why he did what he did. I've thought about it myself. In the midst of sorrow and heartache and pain, and at times when nothing seems to make sense in life, and when all you have are more and more questions, where do we turn? What questions do you ask? What answers are you going to get from society, from the world, and from popular culture? Here at this place, it's important, in the midst of sorrow, to know that there are things that we cannot fully understand in life. You and I will never know this side of the grave what was going on in Mike's heart and soul. We won't know what it seems like because he didn't talk to us about his level of sorrow and pain. We won't really know how it is that his life got to be such a place that it was. We won't finally know the answer to the question of what caused him apparently to take his own life. We just won't be able to know that answer. These unanswered questions, these large gaping holes that we may be thinking about, seem like they'll never be filled. But don't let these questions silence what you heard from God's Word today. God's Word in the Bible can clearly answer for you and I the things and the questions that we have this morning and throughout our life. These questions which God answers in His Word are far more comforting, far more helpful than anything that our souls, our world, or our popular culture may try to answer for us. So what do we know for certain about Mike Craig? First of all, we know that Mike Craig is baptized. Notice I didn't say that he was baptized. It's not simply a historic event. Mike Craig is baptized. And when God baptized Mike, that changed everything for Mike Craig. Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the tomb became Mike Craig's own death and resurrection. Hear again what we heard from St. Paul at the beginning of this service from Romans chapter 6. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, a death like Jesus's, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his, a resurrection like Jesus's. Mike became God's child in baptism. He was reborn by water and the Spirit. And the Bible tells us that baptism works forgiveness of sins, rescues us from sin, death, and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. St. Peter says in his own letter that baptism now saves you, because baptism gives you the entire life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In baptism, Mike is covered in the robe of Christ's righteousness. God's promise given to Mike in baptism is a powerful and eternal gift that went with him every day of his life. When God made that promise to Mike in baptism, all the great gifts which God paid for on the cross and in the empty tomb became Mike Craig's. That's a big promise, a promise that is sure, that is true, and that was fulfilled for Mike Craig. Even death, death as tragic and as messy and as stinky as it is all covered up by Jesus Christ. Mike wears the robe of victory, and it flowed from baptism, and it's flowing now with him as he sees Christ face to face in heaven. What do we know secondly? Secondly, we know that Mike heard God's word and received Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. It happened at this place every time Mike came here. He usually sat over in that area, over in that way. Sure, his church attendance was spotty as of lately, but God's word does not return void. When God makes his promise through his word to us and to Mike, he keeps them. So we trust God's word even more, that what our eyes have seen and that our ears have heard and that our hearts believe are true. There's an old hymn that says, "Thy blood, O Lord, one drop, has the power to win forgiveness for our world and all its sin." One drop of Jesus' blood, dear friends, that is the promise of Christ that was given to Mike and that is given to you and to me this day. These promises of God given in baptism, given through the Bible, given through the body and blood of Christ and the sacrament of Holy Communion point us away from ourselves and our trials and our tribulations and our questions. And they point us forward to the life in Jesus Christ. This life in Christ, which is often called heaven in the Scriptures, is a life where there is no more sin and no more sorrow. There are no more debts to pay, no addictions to overcome, no deaths of brothers or sisters, no house fires, no divided families or squabbling or fighting, no pain, no sickness, no disease. That is the life found in Jesus Christ, which Mike received. And it pointed all of us to outside of ourselves and gives us the answers to our unanswered questions. Because everything is found in Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and who, for the joy that was set before him, the joy found in you, endured the cross despising the shame, and he is now seated at the right hand of God. Mike's death has brought sorrow and heartache, pain and unanswered questions. We miss him. We may think we could have done more. And if we're honest about it, there may be even some more unanswered questions and maybe just a little bit of fear in our own minds. Fear that God's love wasn't enough for Mike. Fear that Mike's death somehow robs us of hope for life in Christ. But hear this today and learn it well. Mike's sin is not a measure of God's love. God's love for Mike and for you is measured by the cross of Jesus Christ. The scriptures put it this way: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. My dear friends, trust in the mercy of God. You kids who are here from the hangout, with all the craziness that you see and experience in life, with all the disappointments and the questions that you have about your future, please know this: God loves you just as he did Mike. Christ died for you and for all of your sins, every last one of them, just as he died for Mike. And Jesus Christ rose from the dead for you, just as he did for Mike as well. The Holy Spirit will now comfort you in this time of weakness and pain, in the midst of the questions. For when we are weak, Jesus is strong, and he will see us through the veil of tears to eternal life in him. Do not be afraid. God never abandons his little ones. Mike Craig was a kid at heart. But in all the fullness and the reality, despite how tragic his life may have ended, remember this: Mike Craig is a child of God, and he will be forever. For Jesus said today, "All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen. We rise for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized in the Christ's death and resurrection would die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son would be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Mike Craig and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they would know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they would have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things that we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Mike Craig and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home with Mike, that we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. We continue with hymn 490. You may be seated. Thank you all for coming today. We have a reception waiting for all of you over in the hangout. Please feel free to join us as we exit the church this morning. Thank you.